This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Persecuting you are also trying to disarm you. That's how a slave gets treated. Get the picture? So O'Keefe Media Group finds special assistant to John Fetterman in an open moment admitting that, yes, the Democrats are planning to overturn the Second Amendment. Here it is in clip five.
You'd be okay with, like, overturning the Second Amendment, probably. Like, I think you'd much rather prefer, like, nobody have guns at all.
With me giving interviews to, it's like the ones
you
pick, like,
will
say exactly what
you're saying,
you know?
It's so interesting, but I wouldn't know who they are because I'll listen to those people.
There's like puppets, though,
of big reporters who will, like, we know will paint the narrative the way we want.
So that's why you pick the journalists that pick. They'll say whatever you want them to.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they won't paint it in a bad light, you know?
Well, we'd like to introduce you to Special Assistant Luke Borwigan, who told us, quote, everyone wants a story on Fetterman.
Because, like, everybody wants a story about John Fetterman, and we only give it to certain people.
Well, leave it to the O'Keefe Media Group to bring you that story.
That's like if you have, I mean, like, and they also realize that
James O'Keefe with OMG here in our nation's capital to report on a story involving U.S. Senator John Fetterman. Associates, colleagues, constituents have long been fascinated with Fetterman's mental and cognitive issues. Everyone wants a story on John Fetterman. Well, we'd like to introduce you to Special Assistant Luke Borwigan, who told us, quote, everyone wants a story on Fetterman. Well, leave it to the O'Keefe Media Group to bring you that story.
Like, my job is, like, to be, like, the in-between between him and the rest of the staff. I have, like, an iPad I carry around, which, like, live transcribes everything everyone's saying. But sometimes it misses stuff, or, like, it'll just cut out based on, like, you know, self-service and shit. My job is to put the app out there, so, like, he can pick up on everything they're saying. But my, I have to strong arm these journalists, and, like, that's not my job, but, like, you know, there's so many reporters, and, like, the reporters, we shouldn't just be telling them to off. Like, if they're reporters we like, like, it's good to have a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
We have, our press operation is, like, a work of art, like, the way that, like, reporters, we can tell them to themselves, and they can't do anything, because they need us more than we need them, because, like, everybody wants a story about John Fetterman, and we only give it to certain people. And I think reporters who will, like, we know will paint the narrative the way we want. So it's like when John tries himself into the press, they tell one reporter in particular, because, like, they will hit the facts that we want them to. But it's like we pick reporters who, like, we know will give us, like, a good treatment.
They're desperate for an interview with John. I mean, like, it doesn't mean they're bad reporters, but, like, do you want access to journalism?
No.
It's like reporters who will basically tell whatever story, like, the subject wants, as long as they get the interview. Like, there's certain, like, Trump journalists who are accused of that because, like, everybody wants an interview with the guy.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing, when you're so exclusive with who you give interviews to, it's like the ones you pick, like, will just say exactly what they want to say, you know? Like,
so that's why you pick the journalists that you pick. They'll say whatever you want them to.
Like, they won't paint it in a bad light, you know?
Borwigan's special assistant to John Fetterman says that they pick journalists that will, quote, say exactly what the f*** you want them to. He also says that the journalists
are. All right, you can find
puppets.
The full video at Infowars.com. All right, I got to tell you, the crew is sitting here. We're listening to this. Is that Laura Loomer? If you're getting undercover by Laura Loomer, you are truly living under a rock. I don't know. We may have to investigate this.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, we're going to start covering some news here. I probably will open up the phone lines as well. We're dealing with the two big monsters in the room here. The left sexually targeting children with the LGBTQ plus propaganda. Got more news on that. And then I got a stack of news dealing with the political corruption here as well. But let me just pause and take care of some business here really fast, ladies and gentlemen, and ask the audience a favor. Alex Jones has been off this week. It's always an honor and a privilege to fill in for Alex here hosting the show. Problem is, when Alex is away, the funding that normally comes in goes down. So, do me a favor on this Friday. Make your way over to InfoWarsStore.com and make a small donation to us so that we can stay on air and Alex doesn't have to be worrying about funding while he is taking a much-needed break. So, InfoWarsStore.com, you can go hit that donate tab. $5, $10, whatever you can give us today is greatly appreciated. Now, if you want to get one of our great products, Survival Shield X3, this is a no-brainer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's well known that a lot of people, if not the majority of people, are deficient in iodine. It's just not in the diet, and they're just not getting it. And so we have the solution, and that's Survival Shield X3 Nascent Tri-Iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the power of activated tri-iodine right now. Because Survival Shield X3 is 25% off. Back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We want to make sure that all InfoWarriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with a massive sale on Survival Shield X3. Limited time, 25% off, while in stock. Derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's surface, Survival Shield X3 uses newly discovered process to stabilize the nascent iodine in an activated tri-iodine form to bring nascent iodine amplitude off the charts. Survival Shield X3, the formula, was manufactured in a state-licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula anywhere. With the incredible tri-iodine formula, Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism to assist your overall well-being. A new version of the fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X3 is an improvement on the old nascent iodine system. Now's the time, folks. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Secure Survival Shield X3 for 25% off while supplies last. And, of course, it is your support there that keeps us on the air, and we are thankful for that. Now then, let me, before I really focus on the two big stories, let's pick some other news stories up and cover them. Like, did you know? So we're sitting here obsessing over this Pride Month thing, and that's obviously due to the overwhelming propaganda and nature of it. But, you know, yesterday came and went, and you may have not heard, as I'm even a day late myself, that yesterday, May 25th, is National Missing Children's Day. National Missing Children's Day. And I think it's even more imperative that we remember this, considering the amount of children that are going missing now at the southern border every day. And it's even more disgusting because we realize the Biden administration is facilitating this process of the human trafficking, specifically of children, by not doing the DNA testing. So, look, you would think there'd be an issue that wouldn't be polarized. You would think there'd be an issue that wouldn't be political, that everybody would agree on, and that would be stopping children from getting trafficked, stopping children from getting kidnapped, stopping children from going missing. And yet here we are, the Biden administration is doing everything to make sure those situations at the southern border continue. They are not doing DNA testing when children come across the border. It's also well known, specifically to the coyotes, if you bring a minor across the border with you, many times, if not all times, that's basically a free pass. And so the coyotes and the human traffickers use children to bring people across the border and get them in, and now they don't even do the DNA testing. So any guy, gal, what have you, can take a minor across the border and say, oh, that's my daughter, that's my niece, that's my nephew, what have you, and they get a free entry, and they don't even do the DNA testing to make sure that's the case. A totally dangerous situation. A lot of these children just end up becoming mules, essentially, a mule, like, Metro Pass, and they just get passed back and forth over the border being used for illegal border crossings. Many of them die. Many of them get dropped from the 30-foot wall. All of this has been well documented. All of this has been well documented. In fact, they even had to admit 80,000 children have gone missing because of the open southern border phenomenon. 80,000 children, ladies and gentlemen. If just 1% of those children end up in a trafficking situation, that should break every person's heart on this planet. And yet, we don't even think about it. We don't even make a big deal of it. We barely even talk about it. I'm guilty of it as well. I'm not above this criticism. And we sit here and talk about Pride Month. And we sit here and have to deal with the sexual propaganda aimed at children. Instead of on the one day where we at least should pretend to care about all the children being trafficked, we just completely skip over it and ignore it, and it's not even a big national story. It's really sad. And I will tell you, this also ties into the situation in Ukraine, because that vassal state, that CIA Western-backed vassal state, is a major trafficking hub, specifically with children. And in fact, I talk to individuals, some publicly, some privately, that work in the field of saving children from sex trafficking or going after child abusers and pedophiles, and they say a lot of the disgusting stuff that you find on the internet involving children comes out of Ukraine. Now, you think about that. You think about two of the major problem areas in the world when it comes to child abuse and child sex trafficking, the United States southern border and Ukraine, and it's got the Biden family fingerprints all over it. You know, maybe we should just do, you know, I don't know if we can actually do this because we have automated stuff that kicks in for radio silence here. But maybe we should do a moment of silence. Maybe we should do a moment of silence. I can't even fathom, folks. Your heart breaks. I mean, I look at my situation. I look at what I might be going through. I look at maybe they try to put me in jail the rest of my life or destroy me or kill me. all of those fates for Owen Schroyer would be better than any child that ends up in the arms of a trafficker. So, I think just pull the music down to break, guys. I don't want any music going to break. We need to ground ourselves on this issue, folks. The Lord God hears the cries of those innocent children and asks, why are we letting this happen? So, in honor of National Missing Children's Day, here on the Alex Jones Show, I want to go to this break with a moment of silence. And just for this 10 seconds to break, just give your heart to them, pray for them, pray God's protection over them, and that somehow, some way, we can save them.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's dig into some of this news now. Target partners with organization pushing for kids' genders to be secretly changed in schools without parental consent. We continue to support their mission, Target Corporation said about GLSEN. That's the group. Now, again, how is there... You just can't even believe this exists. You can't even believe this exists. Let me try to explain why this is going on to the best of my ability here. It's very complex. I'm going to try to sum it up. American culture, generally speaking, which has been influenced more by the liberal left than the conservative right in this country for decades, American culture has become degenerative, immoral, filth for the most part. And so you're just supposed to accept that now, that that's normal. So now they push it to the next level using the LGBTQ plus pedophile propaganda as their shield, saying you can't say anything negative that is ever labeled LGBTQ plus or you're a bigot. So now they promote this idea, this concept, and this is totally Marxist, this is totally communist, this concept that you don't have the right to raise your children, or that children shouldn't be protected, whether that's by the government, by the parents, what have you, that minors don't deserve protection from predators. And so they use the smokescreen, they use the shield of LGBTQ plus pride to target your children for abuse. Because that's exactly what this is. If some predator convinces your child to chop their arm off, oh, hi, little boy, my poor daughter is missing an arm. Do you think maybe you could donate yours? And then they go chop that boy's arm off. Well, that's a crime. But, oh, when it's LGBTQ plus and it's in the classroom or it's a drag queen and they're saying, hey, you could be trans too. We'll take you to the doctor. We'll chop your genitals off. Don't worry. We won't tell mommy and daddy. 100% of people that hear that should say, nope, that's a predator. That's a crime. You shouldn't be allowed to do it. But, oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, it's LGBTQ pride? Well, I don't want to touch that then. I don't want to be considered a bigot. I don't want that mafia coming after me. So they degenerate the culture so that you just accept an immoral society. Then they propagandize and weaponize their abuses aimed at children. And they have the shield of protection that if you dare criticize what they're doing, you'll be called a bigot. So now you're just like confused, like, wait, what? What just happened here? Children having sex change surgeries without their parents' permission? Yes, this is the culture that the left wing has been building towards. This is the cultural phenomenon that was always going to be at the bottom of this barrel. You're now here. The American left believes they have the right to access your children, and the American left will argue that it is the right thing to do to take a child from their parents, perform a sex change, permanently scarring surgery on them without their parents' permission. Any other circumstance, any other situation, that's criminal. Everybody involved would go to jail. But when you have the shield of LGBTQ plus pride, that's how they get away with it. And, you know, I'm not, how should I say this? I'm perfectly okay with criticism just as much as I'm perfectly okay with giving out criticism. So I'd put it like this. Do you think they're getting away with this in Muslim countries? No. No, they're not. Hell, they're not even getting away with this in Russia, which is probably more Christian now than the United States of America. I don't think they do this in Israel, do they? Do they do the genital mutilation in Israel? I haven't heard about that. Maybe they do. But I'm just going to say this, and I think it's a fair criticism, folks. The American left, the anti-God American left, does not give a lick about what Christians think, and they have no fear of any backlash from Christians in America at all. They're not going to pull this off in Muslim countries, I'll tell you that. But they'll do it right in front of your face here. And so far, the Christian conservative movement is really just barely responding to this. And it's not even really being driven from the church. Now, this could change. But I'm just saying, who's going to stand up to this? Who's going to stand up for the children? Are we going to allow this to continue? How can it be possible? How can it be possible that you would have children being taken out of classrooms by teachers and delivered to doctors to have permanent sex change surgeries and that be okay without any pushback? How in the hell could that even be possible? Well, you're here now, and there has not been a front organized and activated to stop it. So, of course, it's going to continue. So, we shall see. But I'm just saying, because I've had people reach out and say, you know, you've been awfully critical of Christians in America lately. Well, okay, I'm critical of the fact that I have to go to the Capitol building and it's me and maybe five other people pushing back against this trans kid stuff in Texas. And I don't see any Christian leaders. I don't see any pastors. I don't see any leaders of congregations, whether they're local here in Austin or from Dallas or from Houston or from anywhere. So I'm sorry if I'm trying to light a fire under the Christian movement in the United States of America. And if you're listening to this and you're a Christian and that maybe startles you a little bit, well, maybe then that's because there's some truth to what I'm saying. I don't think this stuff goes on in Muslim countries. I don't think Islamic leaders would have any tolerance for children being taken out of the classroom and having sex change surgeries. Could be wrong. I'm not hearing about that in so-called Muslim countries. But maybe we're not a Christian country anymore. Maybe that's what it is. Pride celebration organizers grapple with new Florida laws on drag transgender rights. Yeah, oh, we can't have nude activity. We can't have lewd activity directed towards children, so they don't know what to do. It's just ludicrous. All right. And Target is more offended at you boycotting them because they target children with sexual propaganda. They're more upset with that than BLM and Antifa burning their stores to the ground. That's pretty funny.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. and we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So the Pride Parades, the leaders, the organizers in Florida don't know what to do because Ron DeSantis signed a law. You can't do nude or lewd activity at your parades anymore. So now they're like, well, I don't know what we're going to do then. That tells you everything. So does this. AP called out for claim that Target staff were subject to violent confrontations over trans/pride products. Oh! Now, we did this satirical segment about an hour ago here on the Jones Show that we showed all the images and videos from the BLM Antifa riots from the summer of 2020, which were responsible for 175 Targets being shut down. How many Targets have had to close because of anti-Pride for Kid protests? Well, that number is a big, fat zero. That is a big fat zero. 175. So how many targets were closed because of left-wing protest? 175. How many targets were closed because of right-wing protests? Zero. Which side of the aisle is Target scolding and attacking today? The side responsible for zero store closures. Violent confrontations. Oh, but see, what's the logic here? That you existing is violent. Now, look, this might be a controversial take, and that's perfectly fine. We're not stranger to those. I said earlier this week that in the past, when I saw activities like this at the Targets, I did not endorse it and I did not cover it because I did not agree with it. And so I always thought it was standoffish and inappropriate and aggressive. And that's coming from me. But we've reached the point now where, again, I'm not gonna endorse it, but I am going to cover it, and I am going to say, you know what? No. You're not going to guilt trip conservatives. You're not going to guilt trip Christians. You're not going to guilt trip individuals that have a problem with Pride for Kids because you don't like that now individuals are going to your Target stores and filming the Pride section for kids. No, you're not going to guilt trip us and make us feel bad like we're the bad guys here. We're not. We're not the ones that burned and looted Targets for an entire summer in 2020 that led to 175 store closures. So, yeah, you know what? At this point, I will turn my head the other way. I'm not going to be involved in it. I'm not going to be smashing any Pride displays. I'm not going to be engaging in any violent, criminal, or aggressive activity at Target. I've went there. I filmed it. I shot my report. We even had a little bit of a conversation with the workers there, fully amicable and friendly. So that's going to be my style of dealing with this. But no, you know what? I think I'm more inclined to show you people that might be getting a little more aggressive and maybe smashing a sign and saying, hey, this is going on too. Not saying I endorse it, to each his own, but if you think you're going to guilt trip us into not responding to your Pride section for kids, and you think you're going to try to silence us by not calling you out, when you did nothing to stop the American left from burning your stores to the ground, looting your stores into closing, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be taking the bait on that. So again, I'm not suggesting you do anything aggressive or violent. I'm not suggesting you go into Target and rip signs up or take clothes down or any of that stuff. Not suggesting that activity. I'm not endorsing that activity. I used to not even cover that activity, but I am going to cover it now. And I am going to point out the irony that, you know what? While I might not think it's a good idea to go into a Target Pride for Kids section and smash up the sign, I'm not going to sit here and say that that's a problem when the American left with Black Lives Matter and Antifa were so violent that they had to shut down 175 Targets in response. And then Target's going to come out and scold the activist right for calling out their Pride section for kids when they didn't say a damn thing about BLM and Antifa that caused 175 store closures? Sorry, you got the wrong one. And you did this to yourselves. Target hired an artist that promotes the murder of Christians. So yeah, I think I'll go ahead and stand idly by from here on out if somebody wants to smash up a Pride thing. Not going to endorse it, not going to encourage it, but I'm not going to condemn it when Target won't even condemn the very movement that led 175 stores to be closed. So that's a joke. Backlash and boycott calls hit North Face after ad featuring drag queen inviting everyone to come out. So, what's really going on with this? Because people keep bringing the fact up that, hey, you know, North Face has done this for like 3 years now. Hey, Target has been doing this for 5 years now. Hey, none of this is new. You're right, none of this is new, but the response is new, the backlash is new, the protests are new, the boycotts are new. So, yeah, that's a story right there. So maybe this is just like the tide coming in. Maybe this is just, it's finally Americans are starting to realize, wow, these places that I frequent, these places where I spend my money, they really do hate me. And they really do want my children. So is this just finally the Christian activism and American activism just finally catching tread and realizing what's going on? Superstar boxer Ryan Garcia takes bold stand against Target's demonic clothing line. Again, folks, now we're getting into professional sports. You had a couple NHL hockey players. I don't know if any of them were Americans. They might have all been Russian, actually. Russian-born hockey players saying, I'm not going to wear the gay pride shirt. No, thank you. There was no punishment from the league, by the way. So you had that. You've got all kinds of UFC MMA fighters that have made statements against whether it's Target or the Epstein sex trafficking. I can't even imagine, folks. Because the truth is, professional athletes, I won't say sports media. Sports media people think they're the smartest people on earth. They're not. But they probably would love to have their politics heard. You're starting to see that. Folks, most of these athletes, they don't want anything to do with politics. They don't want to think or hear about politics. They don't want to be asked about their politics. They want to just keep it to themselves. But because of these sports leagues now being turned into propaganda outlets for the American left, for the communist Marxist left, I think some of these athletes are going to start speaking up more now. I think the trend here is going both ways with the American athletes, or at least athletes competing in America professionally, and then just American Christian conservative activists with the boycotts. I think this trend is just beginning. I think this trend is just beginning, and what a beautiful thing to see in the culture wars. North Hollywood Elementary School parents group planning to keep children home in protest of Pride Assembly. So again, more of this. More of this. And if it's not just saying, oh, we know they're going to do all this propaganda, this sexual propaganda aimed at our kids, so we're not going to send them there that week. No, it's going to turn into, well, we just got to homeschool our kids because the American left now runs the education system and my children don't learn anything at school other than the leftist propaganda. So this is just beginning. The pushback is just beginning. But the problem is, as I said at the beginning of the show, this is the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object. And consider the immovable object, the left-wing propaganda, and the globalist agenda, because it's all the same front. The left-wing doesn't realize that they're being used for the global government agenda. They actually think they're virtue-signaling social justice warriors because they want to chop little boys and girls up. No, you're just being used as the front line of the destructive force to destroy America, absorb it into the one-world government. But this realization is starting to sit in, and I think the pushback has only just begun. It's an unstoppable force meeting an...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Standard of living in the modern industrial age, under attack right now by a group of global criminals operating in a satanic human sacrifice population control cabal. You are receiving this transmission because you chose this mission to stand up for what's right and to save planet Earth from the Satanists that want access to your children. This is the Alex Jones Show. Now, I'm sitting in for Alex Owen Schroyer today. We got a clip here from Donald Trump. I want to play a clip here from Donald Trump, the real president of the United States of America, coming up shortly. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you. Turbo Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. Have you tried it yet, folks? If not, what are you waiting for? More power, more strength, more energy. When it comes to regaining energy, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled products can give us a short boost, but the crash is always the strongest downside. That's why our team of scientists work with the InfoWars crew to create a powerhouse mixable energy formula. And that's Turbo Force Plus. With the addition of Alpha GPC to the original formula, we have taken Turbo Force Plus to the next level. This advanced formula can help
support increased focus and energy with a sustained energy blend that contains amino acid for sustained energy metabolism and an herbal energy blend with very high levels of polyphenols and xanthine alkaloids for peak energy. TurboForce Plus is a force to be reckoned with. Figure it out for yourself. Find out for yourself right now. InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce Plus. 25% off. Endorsed by truckers and airline pilots alike, and yours truly. TurboForce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. All right, Donald Trump releases this statement talking about the corruption at the FBI and the DOJ. Here's the latest from President Donald Trump.
The Russia hoax was the most atrocious weaponization of our government in American history. As the Durham report makes clear, it was a crime like no other. 7 years ago, I ran for office taking on all of the corrupt forces who got rich, bleeding America dry. They got absolutely rich, so rich you wouldn't even believe it. Our agenda was a threat to the entire political establishment. In response, a group of unelected thugs in the senior ranks of our government, working with crooked Hillary Clinton, launched a coup attempt to try and sabotage our campaign, our presidency, our movement, and our country. Crooked Hillary and crooked Joe Biden. You know, we switch names now. We call Hillary Lovely Hillary and Crooked Joe because we've seen so much. And James Comey and Andrew McCabe, Barack Hussein Obama, all of them and all of the rest knew that it was a lie, a total lie. It was a scam. The entire time was all a big hoax. And they put our country through hell. The destruction the Russia hoax caused to America is almost incalculable. It subverted our democracy. It weaponized our law enforcement. It stoked global conflict. And it wrecked countless lives. It provided the pretext for the left's war on our freedom of speech. Worst of all, the FBI and the DOJ, both very corrupt, have interfered in every election since 2016, and now they are interfering in the 2024 presidential election. Before your very eyes, there must be a reckoning. For better or worse, accountability for these crimes lies in the hands of the voters. The Durham report has made the stakes very clear, and now the choices are as either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. With your vote, we will remove this cancerous culture of corruption from our government, and we will purge these criminals from the halls of power once and for all. Our country is in serious trouble. We can't let this happen. Thank you very much.
Powerful statement from Donald Trump. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Now, here's some of the news pertaining to the statements there. According to a Rasmussen poll, I believe this was Rasmussen. Let me double check. Yes, Rasmussen. 63% of Americans believe Trump Russia smear was a hit job. Majority once involved FBI officials prosecuted. Folks, I know we're in dark times. And I know people are suffering through these times. This is a victory. The average American knows the truth. Donald Trump's not the criminal. The average American knows the truth. The right wing in America is not the problem. We know who the real insurrectionists are. We know who ran a coup. It wasn't Donald Trump and his supporters, folks. It was the Democrats. And I got to tell you, too, just from somebody that's a media addict, you might say. I've never seen more people in the media, including on cable news, use the T word. You know that old word. FBI, DOJ, and IRS under fire for protecting Biden crime family, ignoring congressional inquiries. That's right. Freed QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley issues statement on peace, forgiveness, and truth. Talk about a redemption arc. And I do believe he actually gave his first interview with Pete Santilli. That might have been yesterday. So Oh, but, oh, he's, you know, the media lied about him. Oh, he's violent. He's the violent insurrectionist. And then thank you, Tucker Carlson and crew. And I guess Kevin McCarthy for giving them access to that footage. McCarthy said he would give it to all of us. He didn't, but okay. At least we got to see what really happened that day in the Capitol. At least we got to follow around Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, to see what he was really up to. All he was nice. All he was kind. All he was being nice, sharing kind words, encouraging people, being peaceful. So they lied about that. And for that man to get freed and then share a message of forgiveness and peace and truth, powerful. Powerful. Special Counsel John Durham will testify before Congress on June 21st on the greatest political scandal in U.S. history, Obama and Hillary's Trump-Russia hoax. Okay, June 21st, set to be a historic day. I'll be in court that exact same week in D.C., ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Top FBI official admits she never read Durham report and doesn't know anyone at FBI who has read it. Wow. That tells you something. Guess they don't take their job too seriously, huh? I guess they realize their only real role is to go after conservatives, Trump supporters, Christians, not actually try to have justice in this country. Another Department of Justice leak. Jack Smith's prosecutors have evidence Trump kept classified documents in his office, totally legal, and showed them to people. This guy is such a freak, folks. Look, they are, every day you have Smith and others that are calling hundreds of Trump associates, questioning them, looking for information, looking for access, anything they can find. No American has ever been investigated like Donald Trump. Imagine if they investigated Jeffrey Epstein like they did Donald Trump. Could you imagine what they'd find then? Well, they're not interested in finding that. They just have to get rid of Trump, and so they got to search for years to try to find anything, and so far it hasn't worked. But no, actually, it was your own judge, the liberal judge Amy Berman Jackson, that set the precedent when Bill Clinton took the secret documents. Nothing Trump did with those secret documents or classified documents is illegal, thanks to the precedent set by Judge Amy Berman Jackson. Corrupt D.C. judge, Meta Lectures Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes then sentences him to 18 years in prison for January 6th. You have activists on the bench. Been warning about this for years. Charges downgraded for man who crashed U-Haul into White House barriers. This man admitted in his own witness statement or his own defense statement and in his own little journal, apparently, that he wanted to go into the White House and take over the White House. He said that. And somehow they're downgrading his charges. This man who tried to ram a U-Haul through the White House barricades and go into the White House is probably going to get less of a criminal sentencing to people who did nothing on January 6th. I don't know. This story about Cy Kandula and the U-Haul truck crash just keeps getting weirder and weirder, and I don't know why more people aren't upset about this.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.